Today it rained fire. While God and Abraham had been talking about Sodom, the two men went toward Sodom. Lot at the gate. These were the same two angels who had eaten with Abraham. Lot said, "Come to my house, wash your feet, and spend the night. In the morning you can get up early and go on your way." A very good meal was prepared for these guests, and they rested a while before going to bed. News spread that strangers were at Lot's house. Soon a very large crowd of wicked men came to Lot's door. Men from all over Sodom, both young and old, were gathered there. They began calling to Lot and said, "We want the man who came to your house tonight." They planned to mistreat the strangers. Lot went out of his house and shut the door. He said, "These men are my guests." The mob shouted and became angry and mean. They were about to harm Lot and break down his door. Suddenly the angels reached out, pulled Lot into the house, and shut the door. The angels then struck all the wicked men with blindness. None of them could see anything. The angels then told Lot why they had come to Sodom. "Because the people have become so wicked and mean, the Lord has sent us to destroy this place." They asked Lot if he had any married children. Lot did, so he was told to go to them and warn what was about to happen. The angels waited while Lot hurried that same night to give the warning that they must all leave Sodom quickly before it was destroyed. His sons-in-law would not believe him. They thought he was acting strangely. They thought he was crazy. As soon as morning came, the angel spoke to Lot, "Get up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here." The family hated to leave their home. They held back. While they were thinking and waiting, the angels warned them again to leave quickly. The angels led Lot and his family by the hand to get them to safety. Something terrible was about to happen. Something that had never happened before. The Lord was merciful to Lot, so he waited for this family to get outside the city. Once outside of the city, the men told Lot's family, "Run for your life. Don't look back at Sodom, and don't stay anywhere near to this city." As soon as Lot's family was safe in another small town nearby, the Lord God of heaven sent rain, not of water, but rain of fire, down upon the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Everyone perished. The people in both towns were too wicked to live on God's earth any longer. They were all destroyed, except Lot and his daughters. They were saved because they were good and obeyed God. But Lot's wife did not obey. She loved the wicked city and stopped running to look back. Suddenly she was alive no more. She became a pillar of salt. Lot was saved because he ran from evil. To save our lives, we must run from evil.